Football fans, welcome back to the Gronkcast, part of the Get More Sports Podcast Network. I'm your host, Chris Gronkowski, and I'm here with my co-host, Glenn Gronkowski, and we have a very special guest today. The number one gambler, the number one party rocker, the creator of the bulletproof pick, Gordy Gronk in the house. Gord, say what's up to everyone.
Oh, what's up? Thanks for having me, bro, number 3 and 5. This is incredible to be up in here. I am so fired up to give you guys my bulletproof pick this week.
That's right. Welcome back, everyone, to episode 13 with bro number one, Gordy Gronk. He's hyped up because, like Chris said, he is the number one gambler. And right now, he's claiming he's 11-1 in his last 12 picks the last 2 weeks. He's claiming he's 11-1. So he's ready to share his gambling knowledge with everyone while he's here. I mean, he even loves gambling so much, he's even a casino host all across the U.S., and he even bets WNBA games. That's how much he loves it.
That's true.
But you know what? He also loves party rocking even more. He's also doing that at all times. So I hope you're ready to hear some of these crazy party rocking and gambling story that he has for us while he is here with us today. Before we jump into it, before he gets to join us and share his stories, remember to join in on the action at BetDSI.com to play along and compete against us or to take your own picks and make some extra moolah this week. Follow the links in our social media profiles or use code Gronk69 to get a 100% sign-up bonus and join in on the action. Also, check out GetMoreSports.com for the latest betting information and up-to-date content on the NFL along with all other major sports. If you are enjoying our shows, make sure you subscribe and also remember to send questions into our social media profiles to be featured on future shows.
Let's jump into it and let's recap our bulletproof picks of last week because they were finally bulletproof.
That's right. We're going to wait to talk to Gord for a second because we finally went bulletproof, both of us, undefeated, both got our picks correct. So we got to talk about that first.
Because it was the first time the whole year.
That's right. That's your second win now, second bulletproof pick. Gord, what do you think about that? He's 2-8 on his bulletproof picks this year. I mean, you had more wins than that in the last 2 weeks.
Here's the thing. I feel like you guys get real, real emotional with your picks. I think you just go for the teams that you like or the players that you like on the teams. I have a feeling that you're not looking at these line movements and some of the injury reports and some of the things that are coming out before the games.
I'm glad you mentioned that because we take these picks on a Thursday and you're absolutely right. We don't see any line movement at that time and we don't get to see the injury reports on the day of the game. So that is a great point that I'm glad you brought up.
So that brings me to, you know, a little bit of my conclusion. It kind of makes sense why you're picks have not been too bulletproof throughout the first few weeks.
That's why we brought you on to hear how you do it. I mean, I keep hearing how you're 11-1 in the last 2 weeks. You tell me every single week how good you are. So I want to see it live if you're making it up or if you can actually put it on audio on a Thursday and see what happens on Sunday or if you're just BSing this all, telling me how good you are and you're really losing all your money this whole time instead of winning all this money.
Yeah, see, I see that all the time with number one bettors where they say they want all this money, but there's nothing in their account. So this could be the same case. We're not even sure yet. We're going to put a bulletproof pick in, just one. If he wins, we're going to have him back for a second one. If he loses, he's off the show.
Let's jump into last week's picks, though. I took the Pats over the Bills, was at the game. I just knew they were going to cover. I was there. They had to cover my bulletproof pick for me, but it was kind of a boring game. They ended up covering. Finally, defense made a play. Pick six. Go there and cover. Offense wasn't doing too good. The Bills actually shut down the Patriots for the most part. The Bills' defense is looking legit this year, but their offense is just struggling, continues to struggle, and the Pats went on the road in a cold weather game and got it done.
I like that. That was an easy pick. I jumped on that for the Cappers Cup as well. We actually both won this week on the Cappers Cup. We had a winning record 2 weeks in a row, so things are changing around here. We're locking it up. My bulletproof pick, I went with the Eagles at home. They've been on fire at home. Against the Jags, have been struggling. Locked it up. That's all I got to say. Let's move on to some party stories.
No, let's move on to our bulletproof picks for this week, and we'll start off with Gord. Who you got?
Well, this is a very, very challenging week, and I actually do not like a lot of these lines. So whatever you are thinking, I would probably go opposite. But if I had a pick this week, I know this sounds crazy, but a division on the road underdog, I think I have to go with the Oakland Raiders +3 over the San Francisco, or San Francisco.
San Francisco.
49ers.
Wow, you're not taking the Chicks team?
That's why I told you.
That's not like you.
I'm going opposite of what I would be thinking this week.
I understand. That's usually what we tell our fans to do, is to take opposite our picks because they've been so bad recently that we were actually telling everybody to take opposite us. So that's what you're recommending now, too? You claim you're 11-1 in the last 12 picks, though.
There has not been any crazy movements that I have been looking at or that I've seen change. I'm going to stick with my pick, so please don't second-guess me.
Wow, that's a great topic, though, to lead into some of these stories that we have on the table about party rocking. I mean, we have talked them up since episode one of being number one party rocker in the family, even being the oldest brother. He's still holding it down every weekend. Just got back from Buffalo. Wasn't even sure if he could do the podcast today because he partied too hard in Buffalo, but he always comes back from it. He always knows how to party again, and he made the Gronkcast. So let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah,
first round of applause ever on the podcast.
You actually made episode one because we brought up your story of how you used to tie your mattress sheets around your 30 packs when you were in high school, and you would pull them up. And you were on your bedroom was on the second floor, and you would pull them up. Can you explain that to us a little bit on how you got that done?
Well, I must have actually missed episode one when you guys talked about that, This is a very true story. I was trying to figure out a way how I could sneak adult beverages up to my bedroom so my friends and I could have a good time without getting in trouble. I felt that the best way and the safest way to do it without my parents in the kitchen or around the front door or garage to sneak it in was to have one of my friends downstairs on the side of the house where I would throw my bed sheets out the window. or I would tie a few belts together.
With belts, too.
Yeah, baseball belts. I had a lot of those. So I would tie some belts together, string them down to the first floor from my bedroom window. He would then tie the belts or the bedroom sheets around the 24-30 pack. And then as a team, we would raise it to the roof. The roof. The roof was on fire once those got up there. Because we were all having a good time.
Yeah.
Until our parents saw floating 30 packs in the window.
Yeah, or the neighbor saw them they were driving
by. Have you asked them yet? If they've seen that? Because I've never got in trouble for that move.
Yeah, I don't know if they ever found out about it.
Now,
so that might have been a bulletproof move, actually, right there.
Thank you.
I mean, your other bulletproof move and also lighting the house on fire was living with Chris and Rob in Arizona during your training days for the minor leagues, Los Angeles Angels. You have some good stories from that time that is not, I mean, you really went there to train, but how much training really got done?
Well, there was a lot of bicep curls with the 12-ounce cans of Bud Light.
No, that's not true. We couldn't afford Bud Light.
Sorry.
That was Natty Light.
Natural Light. I apologize.
It also has a lot of protein in those.
Listen.
So you guys were getting protein shakes in.
It was bulletproof that I went back to college, a.k.a. to train for my off season for the Los Angeles Angels by living with Chris and Rob. That was a very bulletproof plan because you guys know that I didn't do anything crazy then because I was living with them. I would pick them up at night. They would have their dinners waiting for me. I would come home. I had a very, healthy dinner from the football team that they were donated to me because Chris and Rob walked out with extra meals for me all day. And then I would go home and I would study the pitchers in the minor league, so when I was going to go back for the season, I'd be ready to smack that fastball around.
Yeah, one of his also, like, I mean, because I lived with him, and we had to wake up super early, and one of the most impressive parts was that he was always rehabbing in the hot tub till like 6 a.m. in the morning with a chick. So that was pretty impressive that, you know, he was putting such hard work in every day.
Yeah, I thought he said he was studying pitchers. Is that what he meant?
Well, yeah, I didn't finish the rest of my night. I was just... yeah.
That's what you did after dinner.
Correct.
Now I understand.
I mean, one of the other things that he really liked to do was clean the house for us, especially during parties.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Before it, you know, usually during the party, which was the best part. Can you tell us how you got that done?
Yeah. Is this all your idea, too? Is that where this comes from?
I think it was a fantastic idea because the house, you know, usually smelled bad from everyone coming over and all the football equipment. So I thought it'd be a good idea to buy some or use some dishwasher detergent and some soap from underneath the sink to wet down the floors. But then that turned into a huge slip and slide. And a few of us slid right through the walls. But, you know, the best one was when I was wearing someone else's thong. It was really tight on me for some weird reason. I'm not sure. Slid through the front family room out into the front of our house. And as I looked up, there was a gentleman there. And behind the gentleman was a police car. The officer was asking why it was so loud and why we were having so much fun. So as I proceeded to go back inside to get a pair of clothes on, I found our roommate Justin's jeans. So I tried to throw them on. Justin's the only one who's not even close to fitting our size. And then he looked at me when I went back out there and couldn't pull him up and was like, please keep it down. I do not want to know what's going on.
Didn't you just tell him the story how you were being a role model and you were there to train and you were showing us what to do to become professional athletes?
Oh, I thought we were cutting all that out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey,
you got to have fun and live life, too. You know, it's that work hard, play hard mentality. And I feel like that's what we were all born and brought up with, and that's kind of what we did. You got to keep yourself on the edge at all times, but you got to make sure you're getting your work done as well.
That's true. You were always very inspirational, bro. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how you used to send us a text message. Every single one of us, Dan, Chris, Rob, me, you would send us a text message before every single game we played, giving us a quote, something to go out there and do our best that game. So how did you come up with that, like, how'd you come up with what to say and stuff like that?
Well, you know, the challenge week to week is, you know, what to say. But what the point of that is, you know, we're all so close as bros. And we're all 2 years apart. And I was oldest. And, you know, where we came from to work our butts off to get where we got in every sport. There's a lot to be said about that. And, you know, we want to keep pushing it to each other and keep inspiring each other to be not only the best on the sports field, but the best in the classroom and the best in the community. And, you know, every time you did get a chance to step on that field, you know, I wanted to make sure that my brothers knew that, you know, you never know when it's going to be the last time and how many people wish that they could be in their shoes. So I always used to send them out an inspirational speech or a quote or a text just to fire them up to remember, you know, that, hey, you never know when it's going to be your last game. Enjoy it while you can. And have a blast when you're out there and smile when you're on that field because, you know, it's an awesome game no matter what you're playing. And there's a lot of people out there that wish to be playing. And you have a lot of fans. So show those fans, even if it's one fan who drove all the way out there to see you, you know, what you got and give it everything you have.
Absolutely. And that applies for everything. Even though you never played football, which is this crazy story we told in week one as well, but you did get a second chance offer later on in life from RG3. You met him. He said, I need a good tight end. What are the chances you could come out and play for me? And I think you started training for a couple weeks to play football.
Yeah, you regret not playing now? I mean, RG3 saying you look like a legit tight end. Just looking at you.
I know.
You could have been a beast out there.
And remember you ran that 4.5 in high school as well?
Yeah, which I'm still wondering why my time's wrong in the Gronk zone in Buffalo, New York. Why does that say 4.69?
Oh, well,
that's a way better time.
Yeah, that makes sense too.
Yeah, but I had the fastest time growing up in high school.
I mean, that was unofficial at Damaris Johnson's camp and only was done once after partying. So it was kind of an unofficial thing that happened.
Yeah, it is unfair because it was done after partying and you are number one party rocker. So they had to cancel those times. No, because you're number one party rocker. Yeah, it gave you an unfair advantage.
Yeah, you're super loose coming off.
Anybody else would have been hurting.
I should have took RG3 up on that offer when we saw him at the ESPYs. I really feel that he did need a tight end at that time. Even a third or fourth stringer just for motivation. I could have probably made a few plays.
Or do you think he should have played professional hockey goalie? That's what everyone...
Roller hockey.
Has. Everybody has always said you would have been the best goalie to ever play the game. Did you play goalie growing up? Where's that even come from, actually? I don't even know that story.
Yeah,
because of roller hockey?
Yeah, because you're 10 years younger than me.
Oh, so I never got to see your goalie skills?
Correct.
I understand.
So I used to play street hockey goalie. Dominic Hasek, the Dominator, used to be my favorite goalie of all time from the Buffalo Sabres, one of my favorite hockey teams. So, I don't know, growing up, loved Dominic, watching his game, his perfection to the game, how hard he worked, and he was a neighbor, and it was cool playing pond hockey with him as well. Never scored on him, though, I'm not sure why. But he would play with the kids and come out every year.
Because you played goalie.
Correct. But I played right wing also in pond hockey. But no, I played rollerblade hockey, and I just we put a team together, and we were playing against all these sponsor teams that had coaches. We didn't even have a coach. We had cut-off jerseys. These teams were paid a lot of money, and we actually went out there and beat them. And I never played hockey goalie in my life. So it was kind of a cool experience. Being obviously 6'6", 230 helps out a lot, and being athletic. And I don't know, maybe in my second life I'll get a chance at it again. So let's go back to those college days. I want to ask Chris how it felt to have me as a roommate and his older brother living with him.
I mean, yeah, he was a professional athlete at the time. You were just a college athlete. He was the only professional athlete in the family at the time. That had to be very motivational, especially after hearing those stories that we were just telling. How motivational was that? Those slip and slides and those thongs that he was wearing. How fun was that?
Well, I mean... He did have cufflinks connected to the thong. But we could never find the keys to him, so we don't really know what the point of it was. But no, it was awesome having him as a roommate. And the first reason was he was the only one with a car, so it was sweet.
You're saying you're using me now.
Yeah, so he picked us up.
Had a bike that had a motor on it in college. That's way sweeter than a car.
Yeah, it is. But he's saying that I was using him. We paid him with food every day, so that's not a good argument. And he already confirmed that. But yeah, on top of that, I mean, we had nothing in college either. And so if we wanted to party, we couldn't even afford it anyway. So we were lucky enough to have this mentor come in and show us the ways. And you know, really at the same time, we were getting 1 gram of protein per beer. And we were also doing keg stands, improving my bench every single night. So right. I couldn't be that mad about it.
I also tell them, you know, how we put together all our money and how we bought something to help us detox and, you know, clear our bodies of any toxins.
Yeah, I went into that a little bit earlier. But, yeah, we had to – at the time, he also told us or taught us how to be professional online poker players. And at that time, it was legal. And so it was awesome because it was the only way to make money in college. We weren't allowed to have a job as a college football player. So the only way we could make money was online poker at the time. And so we were good enough because he was such a good teacher. He's been teaching us for a while how to be so good that we scraped up enough money to get a hot tub so that we could better improve ourselves in sports.
And then I also taught you negotiating because How bad did we negotiate that guy to drop down the price 3 G's for the hot tub?
Yeah, we had to get the price down so we could afford it, and then we had to get someone to install it too. And we're supposed to actually have the city approve it, I think. I think correct. We're the only people in the neighborhood with a hot tub. And so they said, you got to get this approved. So we had to get even better at negotiating so we could get them to drop it off and install it under the price we needed it without having to get it passed by the local town or whatever. So, I mean, that was pretty impressive. And that just led right into the business school. I easily got accepted after that great learning lesson that I got.
I mean, that just shows that Gordon really is the number one partier and the number one gambler right there. He used his gambling to buy something for partying.
No, that was better his baseball career.
Oh, yeah, that's true. At 6 a.m. in the morning, like you were saying.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, what
he's getting his stretches in.
What did you think when he, I mean, was anything like this done when he came to visit you at Kansas State?
No, never. I mean, he only bartended for me. When I used to bartend, he would get behind the bar and bartend for me. So it's actually great when he came, because then I didn't have to work and he worked for me. And I still took all his tips, even though he wasn't getting any,
because every single shot was free.
No, but going back to that, I remember in high school, actually, on a more serious note, when we had our competition that we had. Do you remember that competition you proposed to me? I don't think I was really into it at the time. I wasn't really working out at the time. I think I was in eighth grade, about ninth grade.
I remember this competition.
And you called me, and you're still in college, I believe, in Florida at Jacksonville University. Right. And you go, let's start this competition. We got to work out. Whoever doesn't work out owes the other person $100 if they don't work out that day. And I'm in high school, and I'm like, I don't have $100. I got to go down there. I got to work out every single day.
And hope that I don't.
Exactly. I mean, I was trying to make money at the same time, too, because you're in high school. That's like $1 million right there, so... Was that all your idea? Where did that even come from? I think Dad claims it was his idea.
Well, it wasn't Dad's official idea. Dad just called and said he was having a, you know, kind of a hard time, you know, just trying to get you to work out with him. And I could see why, because Dad's probably really intense, you know, while working out with him. No, so we were just chatting, and me and you always talk, so out of the blue, and you were telling me you just weren't working out that much. You wanted to get better, though, but you weren't really into it. And all of a sudden, we turned it into a challenge, and we put stakes at the line, and the competitive juices from both of us just kicked in, and we just went ham and got jacked. And ever since then, you haven't stopped.
Yeah, I think we actually worked out every single, I think it's a 2-month bet, and I think we actually worked out for all 60 days of that whole entire time, so. That's a really good move by you.
I used some of that business degree to think of that.
I like that. Let's go into this just a little bit, because I keep getting questions every time I tag you in a post. We were just on the Pickler and Ben show last week, and everyone wants to know what you do, because you are everywhere. You're partying all the time. You're posting. Everyone wants to know if you actually have a job, what you do, because you're always just having fun.
So, what do I do for a living?
Why don't you go through your whole timeline and kind of give everyone a background of what you've done since college?
Wow. We're going to be going for a long time. All right. So, break it down quickly. Since college, drafted professional baseball, Los Angeles Angels. 6 years minor league and independent baseball. So, lived with, I think, 10 different host families from my high school career to the end of my professional career, because if anyone knows how baseball works, and when you're in the minor leagues, you make very little money. So I was very, you know, thankful to have some amazing host families that allowed me to actually stay with them. I'm not sure why they would. After baseball, you know, after baseball, with had the opportunity to jump in with G&G Fitness and Gronk Fitness Equipment that our father had started 29 years ago. I ran the company as a general manager and director of retail for 3 years out of Columbus, Ohio. And then we had an opportunity to expand our company in New England. And it made complete sense to bring the Gronk Fitness and G&G Fitness line to New England, but with having a couple of the brothers there and obviously still having Rob there. So I've now designed fitness centers, work with high schools, colleges, NFL teams, minor leagues, municipalities, police and fire, whatever it is, all through the New England market. So that's what I'm currently doing. Obviously, I do a lot of other things on top of that. You know, we have I work with, help Chris out with the ice shaker. I help run a casino business, which is pretty funny because we're talking about gambling now. I just love the action, but we put together groups and bring people out there to have a great time. And now I'm here doing the Gronkcast.
And
yeah,
you also bring out the Gronk bus every single weekend because we never get to use it. So you use it for us every single weekend. You party rock on it. You bring it to the games. You have everybody on it. Let's hear some of those crazy stories that you got on there.
Yeah, that's a great point because the reason we make so much money as all bros with the Gronk bus is because I rent it out almost every weekend. So if you're in lot 52 at a Patriots game, you usually hear a DJ from 107.9 or a local DJ who's performing in the parking lot. We have hundreds and thousands of people who come out each time. We play incredible music. We have a surplus of adult beverages. We have a lot of. We have some great girls dancing, having a blast. A lot of friends having a blast. So come out. We might have a special guest this Sunday. You might have heard of him. Three Blau. You can call him whatever you want, but Justin's going to be coming to the game with us this Sunday. Top 6 to 9 DJs in the United States right now, landing at number 7, which is absolutely incredible for a kid who's in his mid-20s. But we'll be blessed to have him on the Gronk bus this week and performing in the parking lot. And then the Grand pays him a ton of money to go there, and he just gets to hang out with us, and we take care of his ticket. So I think it's a pretty fair deal, right?
And he gets a free ride in the Gronk bus?
Correct.
And then gets to party in lot 52?
Correct.
You're going to have a huge surplus of people.
And gets to pay for zero the damages that everybody else causes on the Gronk bus?
Correct.
Oh, man. Bro, let's wrap it up. Really appreciate you coming on the Gronkcast, dropping your betting knowledge. I know it's early in the week, so you really didn't get to say much about the games, but you locked in one bulletproof pick. We'll see how it goes. If you win, we'll bring you back. If not, you're out of here. But we just want to thank you for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate the story, the motivation, and letting the fans know what the Gronk Bros are all about and where it all started. I mean, you started the tradition. So we want to thank you for that. Thank you for coming on, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, bros. This was unbelievable. I have a great feeling that I'm going to be back next week with my bulletproof pick. So when that does cover, please just feel free to shoot me a quick text or give me a call. You both have my number. You can also page me or send me an email. I also have Instagram at Gordy Gronk. So there's a lot of different options you guys will have to bring this to call me back after I win this bulletproof pick. So thanks again for having me on the Gronkcast. Stay hype.
I like it, but I just realized we never gave our picks, Chris. So how about we jump into that a little bit? Thanks again, Gord, for joining us. But you want to start it off with your bulletproof pick?
Absolutely. And after talking to you, this might be a nice little challenge this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're taking opposite each other, same game.
This is going to be bulletproof because one of us is going to win.
One of us will win two games in a row. Actually, I think I'm on a two-week hot streak right now with my bulletproof pick. So this could be 3 in a row for me, and I'm liking it.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to win. I'm going to go 2 in a row this week. I'm taking KC against the Browns. I'm going to ride KC. I mean, this is 8.5. I know they're on the road. All right, we have a 9.5. It's 8.5 now, I think. So 9.5 on the road against the Browns. They just fired not only their head coach, but also their offensive coordinator. I don't even know who's going to be calling the plays this week. I'm riding with the Chiefs. They have covered, the last 7 out of 8 games? I think they've covered the last 10 out of after coming off and against the spread loss. So I'm riding with the Chiefs on this one.
Yeah, so I'm going with the Browns here at home. Plus 9.5, and this is why. The Chiefs, they start off hot every single year under Andy Reid, they do this over and over again. And right about halfway through the season, they just start to lose. Something happens. Something is there under that system that they just can't continue to do what they do throughout the whole year. And, I mean, it already happened last week. Like you said, they're 7-1 in their last 8 games, but they were 7-0 in the first 7 weeks, and that one loss was last week. So, I mean, they're already falling apart a little bit. I mean, they didn't lose, but they didn't cover the spread. So it's just that time of the year. The Chiefs do this every single year over and over. I just don't see it. I don't know what's going to happen, but this just keeps happening, and I'm going to go with the Browns because of that reason. But also, I think the Browns come together this week. They've been struggling on offense. They got rid of the head coach. I think there has been 219 head coaches in the NFL, and statistically, he is ranked the 218th head coach in the NFL of all time. So they got rid of him. They got rid of their OC, and I think this team comes out there. They come out firing. They put up points. As a new team, they come out against the Chiefs, and they cover this spread at home. Big things coming out of Cleveland soon with these old coaches gone and new coaches coming in.
I think you're forgetting that the Chiefs now have Mahomes there, who has just been slinging all year round, and so
it doesn't matter. They do this every single year.
Yeah, Mahomes, and they got Mahomes now, and I'm gonna take this bulletproof pick, and I'm gonna be 2. And you're going to be 0.
Cleveland has Mayfield, though. He's been looking good. I think he's just been in the wrong system with the coaches, and they finally got rid of them. I think he makes some big plays this week. They got a new game plan, something new, something to change it up over the last 2 years. It's been the same thing. Hasn't produced any results. It's going to be different this week. They're going to put up the results. They're going to put up points. And they've also played in so many close games this year. I think all their games but 2 have been within 3 points. So they know how to keep a game close. Even when they've been down, they come back, and they always make those games close. So I'm taking the Browns here, +9.5. You're going down. It's going to be 3 in a row for me. I'm going on a hot streak here with my bulletproof picks. We'll see what happens next week.
I think you haven't watched the last couple of games with the Browns because Mayfield came out hot. He was averaging over 300 yards the first 2 games. He has fallen off since. He's only thrown for around 200 yards a game. I'm riding with Mahomes. They're covering 9.5. Bulletproof. Lock it in. And if they tie, or if it's a push, which it can't be because it's 9.5, so I'm going to win.
All right, well, let's hear your other picks then, since you're still confident in this one. Who else you taking for the Capper Cup picks, sponsored by BetDSI? Make sure if you like any spreads this week, you jump on to BetDSI, get your picks in, win some extra moolah this week. Use code GRONK69 for a 100% cash bonus. But who you taking?
Yeah, so I'm going to ride with the Steelers getting points on the road, and this is why. It's hard to beat a good team in the NFL twice. The Steelers went out. They lost against the Ravens week 1. Now they get that rematch. Every time I played a team twice, it was always harder the second time. They come out with a new strategy, the game plan better. The Steelers are doing a lot better now. They struggled a little bit at the beginning. 2.5 points on the road, a good team. For the second time around, I'm taking the Steelers on this one. Next, I'm going with the Dolphins, another bounce-back game at home. I've been rolling with these the last couple weeks, and it's been working well for me. They just got smoked by the Texans, bounce-back game, and also they're playing the Jets, who are used to playing in cold weather. They're now coming down to Miami, where it's hot and humid, afternoon game. I think this is one of the biggest home field advantages. When I played in Miami, I was dying in that heat and in that humidity. It's supposed to rain out as well. It's going to be hard to breathe. So I'm taking the Dolphins in this one, -3.5 at home. Next, I'm going with the Bears. The Bears against the Bills. And this is why the Bills cannot score touchdowns. They have a great defense, but all the Bears really have to do is score maybe 10, 13 points, and they're going to cover. So I'm riding with the Bears on this. And we don't even know who's going to be the quarterback for the Bills at this time. It might be Peterman, who is what? I think your favorite player in the NFL. For the last 2 years, 6 interceptions, 2 TDs. We've all talked about that before. We're still wondering how he's on the team. I'm taking the Bears -9.5 on the road against the Bills.
I think someone just told me a stat yesterday when I was at the Bills game that Tom Brady has to throw over 1,000 interceptions in order to have the same interception rate as Peterman.
Wow, you learned a lot at the Bills game this week.
Yeah.
How many dildos got thrown on the field, actually, is what I was wondering.
Because I might have been two. I actually didn't even see them this year. Yeah, I saw them last year. I thought it was a flag on the field.
It's hard to tell because they got so good at picking them up now. So, yeah, I just see the previews on
Bills Mafia got so good at throwing them on the field as well.
Yeah, they did. Because if they get caught, they're out for, lifetime suspension for doing
There's
that.
Probably also 18 fights at the game on a Monday night. So I think that's the only stadium that happens at as well.
Yeah.
But those were great to watch. There's actually a lot of chick fights, which was even better.
Really?
Yeah, I think the three that I saw were actually chick fights.
I haven't seen one of those. That's impressive.
Really?
Yeah, usually when I went to the games, it was all dudes fighting, so.
Yeah.
You went to a good one.
I did, and I got my bulletproof win.
Yeah, really I jumped on that as well for Capper's Cup, so I was right with you on that. I just didn't want to make it super easy, so I had to switch it up. But my last pick, I'm going with the Rams. They're still undefeated. They're getting points on the road. I can't go against a team that's undefeated, so until they lose and they're getting points, I'm going to ride with the Rams.
I am going with that same pick. Exact same reason. They're undefeated. I mean, this spread was at +1.5 for the Rams when it opened. I think whoever is the underdog in this team is who I'm going to end up taking. If the line end up moving, makes the Saints the underdogs, I might take them. I mean, I think this game's just going to be a shootout. It's going to come down to the last play. I think whoever is the underdog is going to cover in this one. Might be a 1-point, 3-point game. We'll see what happens with that one, but I'm riding it with you. Taking the undefeated team, even though the Saints are playing unbelievable right now and absolutely killing it, but their Rams aren't losing right now. I'm going with them, the last undefeated team in the league. My second pick is the Los Angeles Chargers, +1.5. I've loved this team since the beginning of the year. Love what Anthony Lynn is doing in Los Angeles. I mean, I picked the Chargers as my sleeper this year to possibly win the Super Bowl, so I just love them going against the Seahawks, who just don't have the same defense. They've lost a lot of players to trades, to injuries, to stuff like that. So I think this Charger team goes up there. They put up big points all the time with Rivers at quarterback. I think they go in there. I think they get the win in Seattle, where the crowd just isn't as loud anymore. Defense isn't what it used to be. I think the Chargers pull this one off. My third pick, going against you again, the second game against you this week. I'm going with the Jets, +3.5. But I'm only taking that if Osweiler is the starting quarterback. If Tannehill comes back, definitely going with the Dolphins. But I think the line will move big time on that one. I think right now they're predicting Osweiler to start. So I'm taking that +3.5. I think Darnold, who's been on and off this year, I think he comes out there second half of the year. He's played his rookie year, first half of his rookie year, and I think he comes in. He starts to have a good couple of next performances. He gets to adjust to the NFL now, and I think he goes out there and he outlasts Osweiler in this one on the road, +3.5. My fourth pick is the Vikings at home, -4.5 against the Lions. I mean, both these teams, they're kind of hit or miss right now, but this is my bounce back game of the week. Vikings lost last week against the Saints. I think they come back at home. This offense, what Adam Thielen's doing up there, I mean, I think he goes out there, sets his record this week. Offense puts up big numbers for him. I think they go out there, put up way too many points for Patricia and his offense. I don't see Patricia having a good game plan against this Minnesota Vikings defense. He's more of a defensive guy. But with this Vikings offense doing so well, I think they go out there, blow through his defense. I don't think they put up enough points to cover. My last pick was my bulletproof pick with the Cleveland Browns over the Chiefs, which is going to cover. It's going to dominate Chris. I mean, he is 2-9 on this year. Who knows what he's terrible this
year.
So
2 weeks in a row of winning records. I don't know what you're talking about. Next week, I'm probably going to be ahead of you after these games you just took.
Why? Because I bet against you? That's the bulletproof strategy so far this year is to bet against
that
you.
That used to be. But times are changing. Winning records are coming out now. And I'm about to take over the top of that list and win the Capper's Cup. That's a lot of money. I'll split it with you afterwards.
If you win the Capper's Cup after being in last place out of everybody possible last week, I might let you keep it all because that is just impressive right there. You are in dead last for everybody who has put all 35 picks in up to last week. So you are officially in dead last. But I think that's it for now. You got our picks. You got to hear from Gordy Gronk himself, the one and only. Like we said, he's got a lot of party stories, a lot of gambling advice. He knows what he's doing. He's absolutely been killing it in the party rock world and the gambling world. So
He's even a casino host. So if you're in the New England area, I think the Buffalo, I think anywhere.
Boston is getting a new casino, too. So you know he'll be a host there within the first 2 days that it opens. Make sure if you're there, you let him know. He'll take care of you for sure.
At Gordy Gronk on Twitter, Instagram, text him. I think he even said he has a pager.
All right, I think that's about wraps up this week's edition of the Gronkcast, part of the Get More Sports Podcast Network. Thanks again to everyone for joining us today. Don't forget, head over to betdsi.com, play some bets, and make some extra cash this week. Take our picks or take your own, but be sure to follow the links in our social media profiles and use code GRONK69 to get a 100% cash sign-up bonus. Thanks again for tuning into the Gronkcast, and remember to subscribe to get weekly reminders of when our podcast is posted. And also, ask us questions on Twitter, Instagram, all the social medias to be featured on future shows. That's it for this episode. We'll see you next week.
The Gronkcast is brought to you by GetMoreSports.com and iShaker. So visit GetMoreSports.com after the show for more NFL insights, analysis, picks, and podcasts from us.
Also, check out the links below for more information on iShaker, the double-walled, vacuum-insulated, sweat-free, kitchen-grade, stainless steel best shaker bottle on the market.
We also want to thank BetDSI.com for sponsoring the show. BetDSI is the world's top sportsbook and has been online for more than 20 years. It's free to sign up. And if you want to start betting with real cash, BetDSI accepts credit card deposits. Remember, it's now legal in the USA, so go make some picks. Follow the links on our podcast page and use promo code GRONK69 when signing up at BetDSI.com. This promo code gives you 100% bonus on your deposit up to the first $500. So head to BetDSI.com and make a few bets on our picks or pick your own. And remember to use code GRONK69 when you sign up.